Ron, you're developing a new technology called FFT overburden. What is that?
So what it is, it's taking the FFT that we've made a lot of over the last 35 years of operating.
And what is that?
FFT is known as fluid fine tailings, and so it's that unavoidable byproduct of the extraction process. And it consists of fine clay particles, fine solids, and water that over time have built up and occupy a lot of the storage space that we have on the lease.
And then the new technology that you're working with?
So it turns out there's a particular kind of overburden known as the Creacious Clearwater Formation, or we'll call it KCA for short. The thing about this type of overburden is that it has a relatively high soil suction. So that means if you took a lump of it and you dropped it in a glass with a certain amount of water in it and walked away, if you came back, that water would be absorbed into the lump, and the mechanical characteristic of that lump would change. It would become more plastic, but it would still be stable. So the idea is that if you, in larger scale, were to mix the FFT into this material and then store it in large landfills, that the water in the FFT would be similarly absorbed, and you would end up with a deposit material of a particular strength that would allow us to create these landforms and reclaim them.
And this KCA material, where does that come from?
Well, it's part of the overburden. So the overburden is the material that rests on top of the ore body that's stripped in every mining operation, and Syncrude mines and stores large volumes of this material every year in various landfills.
So where did you get the idea, or how did you think that this KCA would actually be useful to you? How did you discover that?
It was discovered in small-scale bench tests down here at research when some of the researchers had the idea, is there something we can do with this material that we have to mine and store in the out-of-pit landfills? And it was known that the soil suction of this material could be enough to absorb some of the water in the FFT, and then the idea just grew from there.
Now, how does this technology compare to other technologies that you use in order to deal with the tailings?
The thing about it that's quite different is that if you looked around the industry, all of the technologies which are being developed rely on some kind of chemical coagulant or flocculant in order to release the water from the FFT before the next treatment step. So what is fundamentally different with the co-mixing is that we're not adding any kind of flocculant or coagulant at all. All we're doing is mixing the FFT into this material with a known high soil suction and absorbing the water into the material, so that what we end up with is a landform that is higher in moisture content but has a geotechnical properties that make it stable and, suitable for almost immediate reclamation.
So it's material that you've already dug up anyway to do the mining, and now you're mixing the tailings in.
Yeah, that's the neat thing about it, is that all of this material is already in our mine plan to mine it and to truck it and to create these large landforms. So we already do that, and what the innovative part of this is that these landforms, they have a certain amount of void space in them. And what we intend to do is take the liquid MFT and mix it into these void spaces so that we're not causing the landform to be any bigger than it would have otherwise been, or be placed in a different location, causing us to truck further distances than we otherwise would. It's all the same. The overburden plan doesn't change. All we're doing is processing this particular type of overburden a little bit differently than we otherwise would, and resolving two issues at once.
But what about the materials or the chemicals or the possible pollutants that would be in those fine tailings? What are you doing in order to make them either inert or prevent them from becoming an environmental leaching problem?
So that's the neat thing about it, is that clay, of course, if you were to build a Class 1 land dump, you would build it out of clay so that the material is impermeable. And if there were any toxic materials inside the FFT, it's permanently stored for thousands of years going forward in a very, very safe way within these clay dumps.
So then, once you've created the landform, are you also putting something else on top of it?
Yeah, very shortly after the landform is made, potentially in as little time as a year, organic materials are placed, vegetative materials, a couple of meters. It's known as capping, and then the reclamation. the reintroduction of grasses and trees are done.
What are you doing to test this out in the field?
So that's a good question. We've done some bench scale testing to confirm that the technology would work at all. The next step is to do what we call a small-scale field pilot test, which is in our plans for the near future. What we would do is use some road-building equipment known as pug mills to create the deposit with the material, and we'll build several roughly 30 to 40,000 cubic meter deposits that we can look at and analyze over the next year or so.
How does this fit within the other technologies that Syncrude is looking at to deal with tailings?
So it fits very well. I mean, the reality is that there's no one technology that solves the issue for the industry. And this is probably going to be the kind of technology that fits a certain niche that none of the other technologies is well suited for.
So what excites you about this work on the tailings, on the fine tailings?
Well, I think the notion of it is pretty innovative. To take a material known as this FFT and basically absorb it into a landscape that we're going to build anyway is innovative and very effective, and will allow us to take this MFT and sequester it with relatively low operating cost and high effectiveness.
What would you see as being the real focus now in terms of production and dealing with environmental footprint?
So the next stage is to get this small-scale field pilot done. I think we've proven to ourselves that the technology can be made to work, but we need to create even bigger landforms out of this material to make sure that from a geotechnical perspective, all is still good, and that our predictions that we'll be able to reclaim these landforms within a very short period of time, in fact, are true. And it's acceptable not only to Syncrude, but the owners and the government and ultimately the people of Alberta. So once the small-scale field pilot is completed, then we wait a year and we look at these formations, we test them again. And all during this time, we're thinking about the commercialization as well. The equipment that would be used on a large-scale commercial project, it's going to be quite different. And that's usually the case in oil sands. We end up designing the equipment as well. So we've been thinking about this. We have some ideas on how it could work on a commercial scale. But we need to make sure that the fundamentals are right. And so we're at this sort of middle stage of assuring that.
Thank you very much, Ron.
My pleasure.